Hey Samara, how you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm in a great place mentally, physically, and spiritually. However, I am in the midst of one of my classic planning for a big event, four fireside chats, amazingly smart people, topics that range from AI to cyber to tech modernization to how does it benefit society? Where's the role of smart cities and critical infrastructure? And as a person who will play a part in making sure this day is enlightening and informative, having a lot of neurons firing. So that's where my state of mind is. But most importantly, I'm thinking about the audience and how it will impact a workforce, how it will impact those who use these types of tools. So that's kind of where my head is. What about you? What's on your mind?
Well, now what's on my mind is I think I need more coffee to keep up with your neurons right now. But yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned workforce, and I'd love to flip the script in a second and talk about workforce technology, because workforce and people, just the people and the workforce, have been on my mind. I actually got a really cool opportunity the other day and got to moderate a panel with a founder and one of the second-year fellows of the US Digital Corps. Now, that's a cool program. So, anybody listening to this, I do encourage you go to their website because it's awesome. It started 2021 from the Biden-Harris administration. And the really cool thing that stands out to me is here's a program that really came to fruition because there was a problem. There is a problem. There's a lack of workforce. A few people had an idea. Hey, what if we try this? They found people in government who were interested in backing it and government champions. And now there's a program going into its third year, scalable, increasing every year, both the interests of applicants as well as agencies to participate in it. There's a really cool matchmaking process on what projects these fellows get to work on. And again, at the end of the day, the whole purpose is to bring new technologists, entry-level technologists, into government, show them what government is like, and that it is really a cool mission-driven place to work as a technologist. So again, without deep diving into the USDC, check it out when you've got a opportunity to do so. But yeah, I workforce on my mind too. But circling back, so workforce and technology, hit us up with that.
Well, I appreciate that, and shout out to the U.S. Digital Corps. When I was in government, seeing a lot of these programs be given birth to, and then seeing what sticks is awesome. And that I love this open government focus that we've had since 2009. I love talking about, being collaborative, participatory, and transparent with industry. And it sounds like that's a great program. Hearing you say that, I think about development of new skills. I think of the reskilling, retaining, and the recruiting. Right, to come in government. I spent 25 years in government. I started as a GS7, I finished as an SES. I never wanted to leave. It was more of an economic financial thing for me. But at the end of the day, there was just what an opportunity to work inside government where there are 430 plus agencies with a unique mission and the application of technology, but training, curriculum, not just taking a test. You and I have talked about some of these automated systems. You don't just say, go take a test, learn it, and now you're an expert in that. The government needs a workforce that wants to be there, solve problems, and then maybe one day go and do something else. But there needs to be a continuum. And I think policies and procedures can be inertia for some, but technology, as you and I always talk about, it's moving at such a quick pace. It could be scary and intimidating. So I struggle with that a lot when I have these events myself, or when I watch speakers not emphasize that enough or underscore that workforce development. People are not going to be replaced by robots or AI anytime soon. That's my two cents.
I completely agree. I'm looking forward to talking about it with you more after the event and what we learn and gain from the event and the amazing speaker lineup and fireside chats. I'm really looking forward to hearing what everybody's got to say and share.
Well, my parting shot is thank you. And also, I can't wait because getting your perspective, being in industry now, I've never really felt like I left government. I say that a lot because I'm sort of in this connect dot, build bridge guy who's kind of in the middle. But you've been tremendously helpful in giving me the perspective of what it's like on that other side, trying to build solutions and services for the government. I look forward to chatting with you about that and see if you had any light bulb moments yourself. So I appreciate that, Samara.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk then.
Have a great week.